department assess damage and while police investigations are ongoing.
The Brisbane City Council has announced plans for high-density housing around public transport hubs. The anti-sprawl plan will see zoning reviewed to allow for more buildings between 10 and 20 stories high around Carindale and Indooroopilly shopping centres. The idea behind the plan allows for more homes where the jobs are, as stated by Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner, as well as a solution to help tackle the city's issues around traffic congestion and car dependency.
And in national news, Brittany Higgins has launched an appeal against the Western Australian Supreme Court, who found she defamed her former employer, Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds. Ms. Higgins, who alleged she was raped in Ms. Reynolds' office in 2019, claimed the Liberal Senator mishandled her allegation. Ms. Reynolds sued Ms. Higgins for defamation and was awarded $341,000 in damages by the WA Supreme Court. Ms. Higgins' legal costs are expected to be about three times this amount, which will effectively wipe out the $2.4 million compensation payout she received. Ms. Reynolds' legal team have filed bankruptcy proceedings against Ms. Higgins. However, the legal appeal will delay these moves.
The Australian government is expected to release the 2035 climate target today. The much-anticipated release is to be deliberated by Cabinet this morning, following the release of the first national climate risk assessment on Monday. Opposition leader Suzanne Ley says the government must outline the cost for adopting the next major climate target, which under escalated costs to consumers and households, the 2032 82% renewables target is not on track. The climate change policy, which is led by Shadow Energy Minister Dan Dehan, is expected to take up to a year to finalise, which is causing some internal conflict for a decision on net zero sooner.
And in national news, Jerry Greenfield, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's, has announced that he is departing the company after disagreements with the brand's owner, Unilever. In a statement released by his business partner, Ben Cohen, Jerry said, quote, "This is one of the hardest and most painful decisions I've ever made," end quote. He said his departure is a result of Unilever's restriction on the company's ability to speak up for, quote, "peace, justice, and human rights," end quote. "From the very beginning, Ben and I believed that our values and the pursuit of justice were more important than the company itself," he said, arguing for the importance of activism in the current political climate.
For your weather today, Brisbane is set for a bright and sunny Thursday. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.8, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.